So we had a, I had to see if those guys were using their money as required and when needed and so forth. And so that was my job. I had to put a petty cash fund and so forth.
To must get have been money. A substantial petty
cash
fund.
Yeah, they could do it on the route. So they could hire somebody to haul this or do that.
Yeah.
They had a lot of laborers, and they were chopping machetes, cleaning the things out, so forth. So you had to pay all of them, so forth. You couldn't say, well, you'll get a check from Jacksonville. No. That's right. So that's a petty cash fund. I had petty cash. That petty cash fund was $35,000.
Wow.
Now, that was petty cash. Well,
it's a lot of money back then.
That's right.
Even now, it's a lot of money.
That's right. Well, one of the auditors, Panama Canal, was auditing me. You see, I'm doing this, and I'm doing this.
So they kept an eye on you.
They kept an eye on me. So, so he was making a report for the some stuff like this for the GAO, the General Accounting Office, and he says, Leo, he says, this item here you two put on there, petty cash, is $35,000. He said, couldn't we change that thing to read something different than the petty cash? That isn't quite. And so I don't know. We changed the wording a little bit.
Okay.
So it wasn't petty cash.
Contingency fund.
we had a nicer name for it.
Okay.
To me, it's petty cash. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They come in and audit me. Sometimes I'd go down and sandblast and I'd audit them there.
Yeah.
I'd go down to Bogota or someplace like that where a foreman would have some money, and in the U.S. Weather Bureau, we had a lot of people from the U.S. Weather Bureau checking the clouds and all of that stuff to see what was good. All the stuff that you check to see whether you want to build a canal, see?
Yeah. What a huge operation. I cannot even imagine it.
That's right.
Do you remember what your work, when you went up to Gainesville, who are you working with in Gainesville?
Well, whoever the top guy in the finance, Corps of Engineers.
So it's Corps of Engineers in Gainesville.
Corps of Engineers, I always reported to them. Because really, even though I was working with Panama Canal, Panama Canal had assigned me to Gainesville or to the Corps of Engineers. But I had my Panama Canal house and all that stuff stayed the same. But instead of going to work for Panama Canal, really, I went to work with my boss, was a colonel. Colonel Sutton. He was my boss, see?
Uh-huh.
And then there was another guy in Janesville, was he was my boss, too, and so forth. So it was a very complicated situation, but very well organized. And it lasted about, over 4 years. I would say 5 years.
Because it wasn't it completed maybe in the early
90s? No, they
never.
They looked it over, and then they decided that, I don't know whether politics got into it or what happened, but it said that they would hold off on the things because we were going to do it nuclear. Our surveys was what are we going to do nuclear? Well, you don't want to take and blow a hole in there, and turns out it's a water hole and so forth, and you don't have anything to dig out and so forth. You don't want something like that. You couldn't dig you wouldn't want to make a canal in the Amazon River.
Right.
How are you going to do that?
See? Yeah, the water table.
That's just, right. Yeah. You couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it. See, so they finally got that, and then they were afraid some of the countries were afraid of the carryover, the let's say medical things that would happen with having nuclear, operations in their territory, some of these little countries. They didn't know whether that would be healthful or not, and so forth. And so they didn't, they finally just, and I guess what else happened? that, but this was after the war, so they thought, well, I don't know. Didn't some of the countries, which ones were, they didn't want to trust the country, is what they didn't want to do, and so forth, because especially these Latin American countries, they have a revolution, and shoot, that's it. You're gone, see, so they're not dependable, see. Mm-hmm. And so Colombia, we had Colombia, so forth, and Panama and Nicaragua, no, because we wouldn't take that because the volcanoes were up there, see. And Panama got some under, wasn't anything that was any good or anything better than what we had already, see. Mm-hmm. Up in Panama, hell, we'll have nuclear damage for our country for 100 years or 1,000 years if we have all this nuclear activity taking place. So they kind of got scared out of it, and then I guess probably the money deal, but we didn't get that far. That was somebody else's politics up there, but we did. That was not our. We were doing the work down in the field. That's where we were.
Did, now, once that project ended, Mr. Cruziza, did you continue in accounting?
Well, they just told me to go back to Panama Canal.
Okay.
Yeah, they had my job left over for me. They couldn't fill it. Mm-hmm. So I had my job. So I just went back. I only had 3 more years to reach before I retired. Mm-hmm. So, hell, then I'd be 55 years old. And so, Panama Canal was glad to get me back. And when I got 55, I thought, well, boy, I better pick up the chips and run.
What year was that? Or around what time?
Panama Canal.
When you hit 55.
Well, retirement. I could get full retirement.
Okay.
I could get full civil service retirement and so forth there. And so I got a good retirement. This is a federal civil service. 32 years is what I had. You know, that's pretty good retirement, 32 years. Mm-hmm. I had that. And, of course, then I had the health benefits that are all to me and so forth there. And, I thought, shoot, am I going to say no? I want to work some more? Hell no, I had 32 years working, and that was enough.
Yeah. How had life, in all those years, Mr. Cruziza, in the canal, did you notice any changes between the time you started there and the time you retired? Had life begin to change?
Well, yes, it was. They got a little more. See, there was the treaties. Mm-hmm. That so when they made the treaty the first time, 1904, let's say. Mm-hmm. Okay, or 1904, let's say, the treaty. They said that, okay, Panama, we'll give you up for 100 years. Uncle Sam, you can have the treaty to put this canal through, okay? So the Gothals and all those big wheels, they got together, and they said, okay, yeah, we can do that. We can build that canal. Well, how are you going to do it? Well, how in the hell are you going to do it? Oh, we're going to get the plans? Who in the hell's got the plans to dig a canal 50 miles long? Who's ever done it? Nobody's ever done it. How are they going to do it? Well, I don't know. How are you going to do it? Dig a canal 50 miles long. Pretty kind of hard, isn't it, huh? You don't have any plans.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get some engineers that'll do it for us. Well, you get some civil engineers. Where are you going to find some experienced civil engineers that has ever dug a canal that's 50 miles long? Mm-mm. That's right, you don't, see. So these these engineers from the Corps of Engineers, Gothold and all those guys, see, they just looked the area over and so forth. They don't have any aeroplanes going over there and surveying it?
No. Nope.
You had nothing, see. So what the hell are you going to do, see? So you go over and you look it all over and say, well, we got this thing. We can, this is all you got to do for this. This part is all right. You can do it. But how about those mountains or those, well, mountains, those big hills? What are you going to do about those? Well, how are you going to do it? You got to move a hill, don't you? Hmm? Well, okay, we can move a hill. Now, how are you going to, well, you're going to do, take a bucket and put some sand in it and put it in there and take it and over here and dump it. And then you're going to take a pail and you're going to fill it up full of sand and you're going to take it way over here. Oh, well, we'll build a little railroad. And that'll, okay, now we'll build a little railroad. We'll have it and we'll take it over here a half a mile and we'll dig it. We'll just keep doing that and maybe in 4 or 5 years we'll have it done. Well, 10 years later they had it done.
Right.
That's what it was, see? They just kept going on. They got up into the mountains, or into the hills. They got some dynamite. Okay, we got some dynamite. We'll just blast that. So they blast it. So they had some big things. They had these Bicaris Erie. I don't know if you remember those big guys. And Lorraine was another one. Great big steam shovels.
Okay.
Great big things, see? And they could probably pick up 4 or 5 ton at a time, see. Mm. So they built a little railroad. Built a railroad, yeah, because we had a Vanderbilt and the Carnegie. There are two, you'll run into them way back. Mm-hmm. They built the railroad that went across from Colon to Balboa, see. They built a railroad 50 years before the Panama Canal. Those guys in New York, they bought that because of gold. Mm-hmm. They were bringing the gold on the, up from down in Peru, down where we're going to be going, down in gold mines down and so forth. They're bringing it on up, crossing the Panama, crossing the isthmus.
Yeah.
It wasn't the canal, the isthmus.
Right.
That little isthmus we have there, and bloating it and sending it to New York, see. So we know, okay, if they can do it, okay, we can too, see. So they just got going and just kept following that idea, and they just kept going. Mm-hmm. And eventually you're gonna have all of this here, over on a sand pile over there, aren't you? So we just got to keep going.
Mr. Caziza, do you want to take maybe a short break and then we'll do another 10 or 15 minutes? Is that?
No, I don't care.
How are you feeling? I don't want to.
Well, don't ask me how I'm feeling. Guys, I'm 91 years old.
You look great. I just want to make sure I'm not pushing you too hard.
I'm getting a little tired from talking, but this is, when you start talking Panama Canal,
you get
I get going on it. I don't stop.
You get excited.
Yeah, that's right. So I got her so excited. So now we've made, 2-3 trips down to, she knows more about Panama Canal now. She's wrote a dissertation on it for the, I'll get one of those letters for me. Give me one of those.